Hello, creepies, and welcome to another middle-aged mini-episode on the Middle-Aged and Creeped Out podcast. Enjoy the show.
Hello there, creepies. Welcome to Middle-Aged Mini number 15. Nader's your sound engineer. We are your hosts, Todd and Sean, and we are middle-aged and creeped out. Sean and Nate, what is going on?
Nothing too much, just a little low on sleep.
A little bit?
Yeah, just hanging out, having fun.
Getting a little punchy.
Yeah.
You've been wanting to use that, haven't you?
Yes, I have. So, mini number 15.
1-5 over here.
Excellent.
We got it.
1-5. I like
it. We just wanted to get it out, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Those are the numbers that compose 15.
That make 15.
You are correct, sir.
Preceded by 14, will be followed by 16 if we're lucky.
Mind blown.
Boom.
It is a mind blow. You're right.
So, Sean, my man, what are we going to talk about?
Well, we originally said we were going to be talking about Winnebagos, but I'm like, wait a minute, that's not creepy. So, you guys came up with Wendigo?
Wendigo.
So I know. When do we go now? Wendigo?
Not yet.
A Wendigo. And it is maybe one of the creepiest things we've talked about so far.
Mm-hmm.
I always say that, right? Everything's creepier than the last thing.
This is creepy.
So Wendigos, they are a mythical creature or evil spirit which originates from the folklore of First Nations based in and around the East Coast forests of Canada, the Great Plains region of the United States, and the Great Lakes region of the United States and Canada. I don't know why I have to keep saying the United States, but grouped in modern ethnology as speakers of Algonquin family languages. The Wendigo is often said to be a malevolent spirit, sometimes depicted as a creature with human-like characteristics which possess human beings.
Possesses.
Oh, gosh, you're reading the same thing I am. Yeah. Possesses. The Wendigo is known to invoke feelings of insatiable greed / hunger, the desire to cannibalize other humans, as well as the propensity, to commit murder in those that fall under its influence. It's a legendary creature. It is subgrouping is Algonquin, like we said, and in the region of, because I didn't say it enough, Canada and the United States.
Hey.
America the Beautiful.
That's right. It's a vicious creature.
Yeah. And it's never satisfied with the first killing. It just keeps going.
The more it does, it needs more.
Yeah.
So it just kind of feeds off of that.
And the pictures are disturbing, to say the least.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We'll have some of those pictures, of course, but yikes.
Yeah. So the Wendigo, I don't know how much our creepies know about that.
It's pretty new to me. I think I've heard of them before, but honestly, I haven't looked that much into them.
I've never heard of a Wendigo until, 4 or 5 years ago when I started listening to podcasts and had no idea this.
Blame it on the podcast, huh?
Blame
it on the podcast.
It's
described as a giant humanoid with a heart of ice. A foul stench or sudden unreasonable chill might precede its approach. Now that is worse than Sasquatch.
Yeah,
right. Antlers or horns.
Mm-hmm.
The pictures, yeah. I can't wait to have them see the pictures and... I would suggest do your, not research, but just pull up a picture of a Wendigo. And
it's disturbing.
Pretty intense looking.
It does kind of, it connects back to what we were talking about werewolves before. And it is mentioned in the Jesuit Relations, and there's stories about that. The Hollywood film representations often label them as human-beast hybrids featuring antlers or horns with the Wendigo name. But such animal features do not always appear in the original indigenous stories.
Mm.
That's wild.
Sorry, as I hit my mic.
You're doing some dental work over there?
Yeah.
They're really good RVs, too. Oh, wait, that's Winnebago.
That's still Winnebago. Hey, that was the original topic.
Nate.
That's funny.
The psychosis of being
that's what I wanted to talk about, yes.
In historical accounts of...
Love it.
Yeah. In historical accounts of retroactively diagnosed Wendigo psychosis, it has been reported that humans become possessed by the Wendigo spirit after being in a situation of needing food and having no other choice besides cannibalism. Yes.
I'm seeing an intense craving for human flesh and an intense fear of becoming a cannibal.
Ooh. Yeah.
There's a lot of different
nasty
cases of that psychosis too. That says one of the most famous cases of Wendigo psychosis reported involved a Plains Cree trapper from Alberta named Swift Runner. I believe that's correct.
This is a famous story.
Not,
yep.
That's not made up.
Nope.
During the winter of 1878, Swift Runner and his family were starving, and his eldest son died 25 miles away from emergency food supplies at a Hudson's Bay Company post. Swift Runner butchered and ate his wife and five remaining children. Given that he resorted to cannibalism so near to food supplies and that he killed and consumed the remains of all those present, it was revealed that Swift Runner's was not a case of pure cannibalism as a last resort to avoid starvation, but rather a man with Wendigo psychosis. He eventually confessed and was executed by authorities at Fort Saskatchewan.
Yeah.
What the heck?
I know. Wow. That's a crazy story. Really disturbing. Hey, what was it? Five kids, I think? Yeah.
Yeah, isn't that awful?
And his wife, yeah. The real guy, yeah.
I might have been mad at my kids before, but woof.
Yeah, I mean,
wanted to consume them, no. Yeah, I agree.
Right.
It's crazy.
Yeah, and as we were talking about this topic, I sort of brought up, like, what about these crazy serial killers that cannibalize their victims, like Ed Gaines and what's the other one? I just mentioned him earlier. Before we started this,
Ed Gein and
Jeffrey Dahmer.
Yes,
Jeffrey Dahmer.
Like, he's from Milwaukee.
I had to do a little stair stepping back.
Yeah, I could see his face,
there.
But I couldn't remember.
You know, and Nate, that is. I would have never made the parallel.
Yeah,
that's right. Yeah.
Well, I just saw the cannibalism characteristics of the Wendigo, and I was like, man.
Well, it makes them. Yeah.
Wonder if those two, and there's probably many more. Have done that, but
oh yeah,
those are two big names. What if they're possessed by a Wendigo?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
or that, at least that aspect of it.
Or yeah, I mean,
yeah, whatever.
You can fight that side of it, I guess, if you want.
Trying to make excuses for him.
Yeah,
that's yeah. That was an interesting take on that.
Yeah,
never even thought about it.
It is there's the ICD-9, which when I was started as a therapist, they had ICD-9 codes, which are all the diagnostic codes for physical and mental ailments. Now they're on the, which we use now, is the ICD-10. So the 10th revision of the International Statistical Classification of Diseases and Related Health Problems, so the ICD-10, classifies Wendigo as a cultural specific disorder, describing it as rare, historic accounts of cannibalistic obsession. Symptoms include depression, homicidal or suicidal thoughts, and a delusional compulsive wish to eat human flesh. Some controversial new studies question the syndrome's legitimacy. So who knows, Dahmer there, right?
Yeah.
Claiming cases were actually a product of hostile accusations invented to justify the victims erasticism or execution. Mm. Big words.
Big words.
Wow. Big words.
Big words.
Ooh. Ooh. Yeah, as we're just talking about these pictures, I can't get, man. There's some really neat oil paintings of a Wendigo. They said that one of the states that have been known to have Wendigos is the state of Minnesota.
Minnesota. Of course, Minnesota has it. Right?
So if we have, do we have any listeners? I can't remember. I thought we had Minneapolis. No,
I don't think so. I don't think Minneapolis come up on there. But now that you've said it,
maybe we will have some listeners. And so look out for the Wendigo, Minnesota. Yeah, I just wow. Okay,
here's a folk story.
Oh, yeah.
From
I like stories.
Some of the Native Americans. One time long ago, a big Wendigo stole an Indian boy, but the boy was too thin. So the Wendigo didn't eat him up right away. But he traveled with the Indian boy, waiting for him till he'd get fat. Ooh. The Wendigo had a knife, and he'd cut the boy on the hand to see if he was fat enough to eat. But the boy did not get fat. They traveled too much. One day, they came to an Indian village, and the Wendigo sent the boy to the Indian village to get some things for him to eat. He just gave the boy so much time to go there and back. The boy told the Indians that the Wendigo was near them and showed them his hand where the Wendigo cut him to see if he was fat enough to eat. They heard the Wendigo calling the boy. He said to the boy, "Hurry up! Don't tell lies to those Indians." All these Indians went to where the Wendigo was and cut off his legs. They went back again to see if he was dead. He wasn't dead. He was eating the juice marrow from the inside of the bones of his legs that were cut off. The Indians asked the Wendigo if there was any fat on them. He said, "You bet there is. I have eaten lots of Indians. No wonder they are fat." The Indians then killed him and cut him to pieces. The end of the giant Wendigo.
Gross. That's all I can say.
That's really, that's something we need to cover someday, but that makes me think into this as the, like, giants and giant, the lore of giants, the history of giants, the biblical references.
Yeah, it goes
of
back to the Bible. Yeah.
So they say they're out there and have been out there.
And there's a mound here in Indiana, northern or no? Am I?
Ooh, that may. Yeah, I'm not sure exactly where it's at, but it's in Indiana. It's in Indiana.
And and Ohio is another location that they've got these big mounds, the giants.
Are you talking about the mounds? The state park.
There's a serpent mound in Ohio.
I can't remember.
I know there's a mound state park or something like that.
Yeah, and they're saying it's
up
something
towards Anderson. Or off of 69. Okay.
Yeah. I thought that was the area, but I wasn't sure.
Or mounds.
Yeah.
That's what it is.
I found this little story. It says, the Wendigo was gaunt to the point of emaciation, its desiccated skin pulled tautly over its bones. With its bones pushing out against its skin, its complexion the ash gray of death, and its eyes pushed back deep into their sockets, the Wendigo looked like a gaunt skeleton recently disinterred from the grave. What lips it had were tattered and bloody. Its body was unclean and suffering from suppurations of the flesh. Did I say that right? Giving off a strange and eerie odor of decay and decomposition of death and corruption. Basil Johnston, Ojibwe teacher and scholar, Ontario, Canada.
Wow. So, well, that sort of explains why they're hungry all the time.
It's like, ooh.
Does anybody get, like, Hannibal Lecter needs to work on, like, the look of it, but that, doesn't that make you think it's like Silence of the Lambs, you know?
Seriously. Yeah. Like, maybe he was a Wendigo.
Yeah.
I know it's a fictional character, but somebody like that. Did you have something, Sean?
I did, actually. Yeah, there was, well, some references. There are different works that are influenced by this idea. So many of portrayals in mainstream horror fiction, such as August Dearlith's The Thing That Walked on the Wind and Ithaqua, which turn inspired the character in Stephen King's novel Pet Cemetery. I think you had made reference to that.
Yeah.
Where it is a personification of evil, an ugly grinning creature with yellow gray eyes, ears replaced by ram's horns, white vapor coming from its nostrils, and a pointed, decaying yellow tongue. These works set the template for later portrayals in popular culture, at times even replacing the Native American lore. In an early short story by Thomas Pynchon, Morality and Mercy in Vienna, first published in 1959, the plot centers around a character developing Wendigo syndrome and going on a killing spree. There was another character inspired by a Wendigo idea appears, and I love this, is comic books published in Marvel Comics, created by Steve Englehart and artist Herb Trimpe, however you say that. The monster is the result of a curse that afflicts those who commit acts of cannibalism. It first appeared in The Incredible Hulk number 162 in April of 1973, and again in October 74 issue. So in the comic books, baby.
Do you guys
like it? Interesting.
You guys remember the Disney cartoon show DuckTales? There's a Wendigo that appeared in that.
Really?
In the Christmas special. Last Christmas.
What do you think about a Wendigo?
What else says Christmas like Wendigo?
Right. Yeah. Santa Claus and Wendigo.
Yeah.
Yikes.
Really?
Okay. Yeah, it's in which the creature are described as poor souls turned into monsters by obsession and depression.
Ooh.
Yeah, I found that sort of fascinating.
Okay.
Yeah, completely disturbing.
Here's one. It says, this is from 1661. A Jesuit relations document stated, what caused us greater concern was the intelligence that met us upon entertaining the lake, namely that the men deputed by our conductor for the purpose of summoning the nations to the North Sea and assigning them a rendezvous where they were where they were to await our coming. They had met their death the previous winter in a very strange manner. Those poor men, according to the report given us, were seized with an ailment unknown to us, but not very unusual among the people we were seeking. They were afflicted with neither lunacy, hypochondria, nor frenzy, but have a combination of all these species of disease, which affects their imaginations and causes them a more than canine hunger. This makes them so ravenous for human flesh that they pounce upon women, children, and even upon men like veritable werewolves and devour them voraciously without being able to appease or glut their appetite, ever seeking fresh prey, and the more greedily the more they eat. This ailment attacked our deputies, and his death is the sole remedy among those simple people for checking such acts of murder. They were slain in order to stay the course of their madness. 1661.
Yeah, that's back there, right?
Yeah, I just found a little fact saying that they're almost 15 feet tall.
Oh, wow. Here we go.
Oh, really?
So we're back to Bigfoot.
For some reason, I never really thought that would be that tall.
No, I wouldn't think so.
That's crazy,
though. I think humanoid, it'd be around average.
Basketball goal and a half. Yeah, I mean, if you would have said seven, eight, but 15,
so we're getting up there. I mean, that's a little tall. He, she, it, whatever, is a little taller than Slender Man, right?
Yeah. Dwarf Slender Man.
So we need to do some verses, right? Slender Man versus Wendigo, who's going to win? Who's creepier?
Is that celebrity? What was that?
Death celebrity deathmatch.
Death there you go.
We're going to put our own
creepy deathmatch. Right?
Slender Man versus Wendigo.
Okay, we just came up with a brilliant idea. Brilliant idea. So minis were a brilliant idea. Now, celebrity deathmatch / creepy deathmatches. Mm-hmm. We got this.
We do a little claymation.
Hey, that's okay. This is where we go with TikTok.
Yes.
You like, oh,
I
see?
Like it. I'm going to work on it. We're not like, tonight.
We're going to bed. All of us are going to bed. The middle-aged gears are slowly turning, right?
I like it, though. That's a good idea.
It says, in some traditions, humans overpowered by greed turn into wendigos. The myth thus served as a method of encouraging cooperation and moderation. So it was like a ghost story kind of. Or myth and lore. Other sources say wendigos were created when a human resorted to cannibalism to survive. Humans could also turn into wendigos by being in contact with them for too long.
Oh.
That's weird, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of weird.
Check this out. It's unlike other terrifying carnivores, the wendigo doesn't rely on pursuing its prey in order to capture and eat. Rather, one of its creepiest traits is its ability to mimic human voices.
Ooh. Okay.
That'd be scary.
He uses the skill to lure people in and draw them away from civilization.
That's wild. Now, this is really good. I guess as the tale goes, the Wendigo was once a lost hunter. During a brutally cold winter, this man's intense hunger drove him back to cannibalism. After feasting on another human's flesh, he transformed into a crazed man-beast, roaming the forest in search for more people to eat. The story of the Wendigo, sometimes spelled Wendigo with an I, this was an E, comes from the Algonquin Native American folklore, and the exact detail varies depending on who you ask. Some people have claimed to encounter the beast, say it's a relative of Bigfoot, but others report compare the Wendigo to a werewolf instead.
Mm-hmm.
That's pretty crazy. They're said to be a cold weather creature. Most sightings have been reported in Canada, as well as colder northern states in the U.S., like Minnesota. And at the turn of the 20th century, the Algonquin tribes blamed many unsolved disappearances of people on Wendigo attacks.
Wow.
Blame it on the Wendigo.
Yeah, it's got this creature's got a lot of different other creatures that it can kind of ties to. Yeah, werewolves, skinwalkers, you know, like I said.
Well, it has
know.
Possession.
So. Mm-hmm.
I think it's weird that
shapeshifters, which is kind of like a skinwalker.
I think it's weird that they're so big and they're supposed to be so like muscular looking, but they're also emaciated. I think that's kind of like isn't that a weird
contradiction?
It doesn't even, But when you look at the pictures, like, okay, I kind of see it, but I don't get it. You know, that makes them look even more
didn't
monstrous.
You say before we started the podcast that there's cults that sort of derive from this?
Oh, you were talking about the society.
Yeah, society.
Oh, well, that's that society, they wear the antlers and all that kind of stuff. Yes. Yeah there's pictures of
that's weird in itself.
Yeah, we won't go too far down that.
We'll just say we'll say Rothschilds and then we'll go away from that. The actual pictures of that kind of stuff do exist, so you can feel free to look that up. But I can't explain it. Yeah, but it's out weird. There. Yeah. I don't know why elite parties would have people dressed like this, but yeah. Yeah, it's kind of weird.
you know,
that's, this is why they wonder why they say, well, no, we're not, you know, doing these weird things, and we're not, you know, consuming like,
no,
human
that's
flesh
weird.
And doing weird stuff. No, that's and putting antler, you know, looking like a deer person creature, you know, dressed up like that. No, of course. Why would you think we're weird?
Right.
Well, who knows? That's how rumors get started, right?
Yeah.
But we'll leave that there. That was a good point.
Yeah.
Cool. I was sitting there like, cult. You said cults. I was thinking you meant cults, and I was like, football? Were we talking about football?
Because
I thought we were talking about baseball earlier.
You know, I found some pictures of, they're comparing like skinwalkers, wendigos, and the Witchery Way, but they're showing like humanoid, these are men, obviously, men that look like werewolves.
Mm-hmm.
Then they show a werewolf, and then like a skinwalker can take shapes of anything that it wants to. And it kind of ties all that in. So it's interesting because a lot of people that are, I don't know, experts, but they think there's something to be said that it's all kind of tied together.
Yeah.
And something, you know, somehow, you know.
Yeah, I can see that.
Yeah. Yeah. It's interesting.
There is in Busch Gardens, Williamsburg, it's called Wendigo Woods, and there's an animatronic, I can't say that word, depiction of a Wendigo in a cage on display. Look at this beast.
Oh, wow.
You see?
Look at that.
That looks like something from the Doom games.
That's
not,
like,
not good.
And they got just a little bit of barbed wire and some
not
chains
good.
Around it. Yeah. It says different versions of the Wendigo legend say different things about his speed and agility. So it's a he, right? Some claim he's usually fast and can endure walking for long periods of time, even in harsh winter conditions. Others say he walks in a more haggard manner as if he is falling apart. But speed wouldn't be a necessary skill for a monster of this nature. That's fair to say. Yikes.
Hmm. Spin off of that, I've got, says, how powerful is a Wendigo? Superhuman strength. Wendigos are exceptionally strong, even by monster terms, and grow incredibly stronger as the full moon approaches. They can tear humans apart limb from limb without any effort, snap their necks, and carry two people at once, and even drag them up a tree with ease.
Oh, man.
Sort of some characteristics of a werewolf, too.
Uh-huh.
Based off the full moon. Yeah.
So the more we delve into this, it's just really getting like, oh man, they're fast, they're strong, they're huge.
Creepy.
Yeah.
If I saw one, I'll try to run away. I don't think I
Well, that
would
picture
outrun
that
it,
showed us, I'm like, holy, can you imagine if that was right in front of you?
That would be
I mean, a werewolf is one thing.
Yeah.
Give me the smiling man any day, right?
Yeah, we'll
hang out
try our hat with him. Yeah.
No kidding.
Yeah. And the Hat Man and the Slender Man.
This is funny. It says the word Wendigo can function as a symbol for gluttony and the image of excess.
Mm-hmm.
As Basil Johnson wrote, the idea of turning Wendigo is a very real possibility when the word refers to self-destruction rather than literally becoming a monster in the forest. That's kind of interesting. That psychological aspect of it.
Oh, yeah.
Hmm.
Did you have something?
No.
Oh.
I'm good.
I found this here, so I'm always interested in, like, how do you kill, you know, like, we're talking about a werewolf, a vampire, you know, we know all those typical ways. How to kill a Wendigo, it says, according to some legends, Wendigos can be killed with a conventional weapon. This is kind of a letdown. Such as a club or firearm. Other legends claim that the Wendigo has to be somehow subdued, its icy heart cut out, and then melted in a roaring fire. Okay, that was... Yeah, that's...
I know that one folklore story I read, they cut him up into little pieces because obviously cutting his legs off didn't work. He just started eating his own legs.
That's gross. Yeah. And now, see, this says a wounded Wendigo. It says, if you can't outrun a Wendigo, can you outgun it? Well, it says not easily. A wounded Wendigo simply regenerates. The trick is to employ...
Wow.
Silver bullets or
werewolves.
Something of pure silver. Again. So
I love how this goes back. Mm-hmm. And then this goes back into our zombie talk, too.
Oh,
it
zombies.
Says there is one well-known mistake of being where they messed up a Wendigo and it was substituted for the word ghoul because the appropriate word... they were fooling them into the Native Americans into thinking they meant ghoul. And the ghouls were the Arabic form of the zombies.
Zombies, right.
So it's kind of interesting, but you've got that cannibalistic part of it. So it all ties into the Indian folklore, Arabic, ghouls, wendigos. That is wild.
Werewolves, skinwalkers.
That's wild. Yeah, yeah.
I know how you...
it all connects.
...can get away from one. You have to always travel in pairs and just make sure you can run faster than anybody.
That's it.
That's how you escape anything, right?
You've heard that. It's like, hey, if you got a bear chasing, you don't have to be faster than the bear. Just have to be faster than the guy next to you.
Yep.
It's pretty good, Nate. So what do you guys think about the Wendigo creature? Just, I mean, what's your opinions of him?
Scared as heck.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's definitely a creepy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
They're kind of, you're dealing with the speed, the strength. And then just that they're just insatiable, the appetite to kill.
Yeah,
right, exactly.
And the viciousness of it. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
What's the over-under that we believe in them?
Yeah. What do you think, Nate? I'll let you go first.
Well, I
don't know. Complete folklore.
Whether they were real at any time. Maybe I'm not, done that.
Maybe
just
the
like
giant. Yeah, and the giants. Or
yeah.
I don't know. Maybe the possibility of possession. But as far as a physical entity, I don't think...
Yeah, I'm convinced psychosis,
I think
probably
more
gonna
of
be pretty
a
rare.
Tulpa type ordeal. Ooh. Yeah.
So somebody created this out of their imagination.
Yeah.
I like that.
It's definitely, it's a lot more mental or a lot
more
psychosis to it, too. Yeah. I mean, it's not just the physical beast.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I'm kind of doubting the fact that something ran around, unless it is connected with a giant type history. That's possible.
Sure.
But I'm still kind of... maybe 50-50 at best on that, and that's probably being pretty generous.
That's about where
but
I'm
definitely
at, 50-50.
Psychosis, I believe it could happen, but I think it'd be pretty rare.
It's kind of like what was the the psychosis of somebody thinking they're a werewolf? What was that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that's supposed to be a real
one. Or those two little girls' psychosis of Slender Man.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, yeah. Right, exactly.
And that's sometimes scarier than the actual... Still do some evil damage.
Is that lycanthropy? Is that what that is?
Lycanthropy, yeah. Yes.
Pull that out of the deep.
Yeah, lycanthropy, yeah. Mm-hmm. I'm probably 50-50 on...
Big
but,
words. I'm good
who
with
knows,
big words.
Hundreds of years ago...
We really don't know where we came from, and we do have amnesia, so as far as some of the... in my opinion, in the historical roots, so who knows? Who knows what was back there?
And that one story, 1661. Okay, well, that's... 400 years ago.
Yeah, it has history.
Mm-hmm. So we're proving Bigfoot, we're proving Wendigos, elves, dwarves. Oh, wait, I'm going too far, aren't I?
You're leprechauns.
leprechauns. Of course, leprechauns.
Right, fairies.
It's one of our favorites, right?
Yeah. I like this, whether it's...
I love it.
...completely mythical and never has existed, or if it does, I like the whole...
I like this
...legend
one.
Of a I Wendigo. Too. I think the name's cool, too.
Super creepy. Oh, it's got my 5-star rating on it.
Sean gives the 5-star.
Yeah, easy.
Yeah,
like for sure.
Like okay. Yeah, that's cool. I liked it. I think the creepies will like it.
I did too. I really do.
Check out the pictures. Yeah, we encourage that.
Yeah.
If you want to really get creeped out.
The one in the chains in the cage in the chains.
That's the best one.
Wow, I have to say. Yeah, I'll definitely.
I see a movie. I guess they made. What I say like. I think before we started recording,
I think you
they
said
had
there's a movie.
Mm-hmm. 2001. Of course, I didn't know anything
there
about
it. There was somewhere
on
here.
So who knows? Could be a totally B movie.
Did you guys
ever
watch the Supernatural show?
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. First 2 or 3 years.
There was one where they killed a Wendigo in
one there's
of the
one
episodes.
In that show.
I didn't see that, but.
That show, Grimm.
Grimm,
yeah. I saw it. Yeah. I like it. I like it. Mm-hmm. So there you go. Wendigos. There you go. Wendigos.
Wendigos.
Stay inside is what you're suggesting.
That's right.
Especially in Canada
Northern
America.
Yeah. Bolt your doors, lock your windows. Yeah.
Something.
Nate, what do you think?
I don't know when to go. Oh, right now?
Right.
Yeah, it's a wrap.
That's a wrap. Yeah.
What else can be said, right?
No better time to go than a Wendigo.
Cheers.
Creepies, thank you so much for listening to episode 15. We out.
Later.
See ya.